Let's go to Lord in prayer before our message, and we'll get going here. Our Father in heaven, your word, 1 John 1, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Furthermore, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Lord, one of the most challenging yet most rewarding things we can do, according to your word, is to walk in the light. To let ourselves be known to those around us rather than to isolate ourselves. Of course, to do this requires faith that the gospel of your son Jesus has truly set us free from the guilt and fear and shame and things that it makes us think that nobody could possibly love us if they truly got to know us. Well, that seems scary and dangerous. Walking in the light is where we find deep communion with you and with your church. It becomes a community of support for our sin struggles to help us walk in the cleansing that's already ours in Christ Jesus. Father, as Tim guides us through the final Sabbath lesson, we'll encounter a society in this story today like ours, where social pressures force people to remain hidden, to struggle alone, to go without healing. Then along came one claiming to be the Lord of the Sabbath. One with a compelling love that makes us feel safe enough to venture out of the shadows and into the light. As we encounter him again today, may we not only believe that he can do for us what he did for those in this story, may we also realize that this Lord of the Sabbath can be enjoyed more in community than in isolation. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen.